Early voting begins in New York on Saturday and will continue until November 1st, 2 days before Election Day. Cameron DeWitt reports on how the process works.
Each county is required to have at least one early voting polling site. In larger counties with multiple sites, one has to be in the largest urban area. Susan Lerner with the government reform group Common Cause has been closely monitoring the early voting procedures.
They are often different from your Election Day polling place because there's fewer of them. And for all counties outside of New York City, you have the ability to go to any early voting location in your county. And the hours that they are open differ from county to county.
Lerner says voters can go to a website created by pro-voting groups called earlynewyork.org. The New York State Board of Elections also has the specific locations and hours on their site, as does the League of Women Voters. The League's Jennifer Wilson says her site also gives other helpful information to aid voters who are making their plans to cast their ballot early.
If the site is accessible by public transit, if the site is handicap accessible according to the ADA, and if the site has parking.
Absentee voting or voting by mail is also an option. Now anyone who is registered to vote can request an absentee ballot, and there's still a few days left to get one. The Board of Elections says the cutoff date for requests by mail, email, or phone is October 27th. For procrastinators, it might be better to just vote early in person starting Saturday or to drop off their absentee ballot at any early voting polling site. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
The WSHU 2020 Election Voters Guide at WSHU.org has locations of early polling sites in Suffolk County.